John, our next case here this evening concerns a woman who told her primary care physician that her urine was rust-colored, and that's right. Usually not a good sign.
That can be a very dangerous sign. Now our listeners know that, and if they or somebody they know has rust-colored urine, you go to your doctor, you report it. Usually that means there's blood in the urine, and there could be blood in the urine for more than one reason. Trauma, obviously, is one. An infection is another. The one you have to be most careful about is malignancy or cancer. And so this is a story that won't happen to any of our listeners because they're listening tonight, frankly. This lady goes to her doctor in good faith, says that she has rust-colored urine for 2 days. They do a urinalysis, which they can do just right there at the doctor's office in a matter of 5 minutes, and they detect the presence of blood in the urine. Not good. Again, trauma. Okay, could have been an automobile accident, someone hit you in the kidney, whatever.
Sure.
Infection, possible cancer. Well, they give a prescription for antibiotics and call it a urinary tract infection. That's okay at first. And they tell her to come back. She takes her antibiotics, she comes back. She sees a second doctor in the same group. And, of course, it's always fraught with danger because now she's seeing a separate doctor. She's not seeing the one she saw to begin with, and the doctor has to look at the record to find out what's going on. Hopefully they do. And she complains about rust-colored urine. Now she's having some difficulty with urination called dysuria, D-Y-S, urea, and some right-sided back pain, which could be in the area of the kidney. They do another urinalysis, which, again, takes 2 minutes, and find blood with small blood clot, urine with small blood clots in it. No infection was detected. The antibiotics didn't do anything. At that point, this lady deserves to get an ultrasound and a consultation with a urologist. Don't forget, she's seeing her primary care doctor. They do nothing. They just call it a urinary tract infection, send her home. So that's a month later. The next month, she goes back with the same complaints. Now she's got 3+ blood in the urine. They do nothing. She goes back that August. So we went December, January. We're into August. Now the red blood cells in the urine are too numerous to count. And although the standards of care, again, required a urological consultation and an ultrasound or other studies, they just treat her for urinary tract infection. To make a long story short, folks, this lady went for 2 years to these doctors complaining of rust-colored urine and pain and everything I've told you about, and the doctors just kept treating her for urinary tract infection until 2 years thereafter she switches doctors, goes to another doctor who hits the panic button, gets her to a urologist who specializes in kidney. They do the necessary tests and studies, and she has advanced renal cell carcinoma, cancer of the kidney, and she dies, leaving a husband and two daughters. So the moral of that story for everyone listening is if you've got rust in your rust-colored urine, which and somebody tells you there's blood in that urine, you may take that first antibiotics, clear up any infection, come back. If there's rust-colored urine or any of those signs and symptoms, you get yourself to a urologist and find out what's going on.
In this particular case, the doctors that were doing nothing about it were basically primary type of doctors.
Yeah, right? Your fam docs, family right. doctors, primary care doctors. They're called internists. These are different specialties, but they all serve as primary care physicians when you go into the office, let's say, for your physical.
You know, we constantly tell people, and hopefully this is another learning experience here this evening, sometimes you have to be your own advocate, if you will, as far as healthcare is concerned. And if something like this does happen, sometimes, you know, even though you think the doctor should know, it doesn't harm you to ask some questions. And one of the questions might have been, don't you think I ought to see a urologist?
Absolutely. This woman was well within her rights to simply go to a urologist. Her primary care physician was unable to deal with this. It was obviously a recurring problem. Nobody handled the etiology of the problem or cured the problem. And so, you know, people who listen to our show know, you know, we're not practicing medicine here. We're just giving advice as a lawyer. But the best thing to do if something like that occurs, if the doctor is too foolish to make the referral, is to get yourself to a urologist in any event.
Sure. I mean, let's face it, blood in the urine is a real sign of something, a problem.
It's a potential significant problem. And an infection needs to be treated. If it's trauma, let's hope it heals up. If it's cancer, somebody better diagnose it in a timely fashion and do something about it.
And a urologist could have probably picked it up right away.
They did.
Yeah.
She finally got to a urologist.
But it was too late.
Yes.
As it turns out.
It was too far gone. It was
right.
too extensive for them to
right.
be able to effect a cure by then. But 2 years ago, when she first came to the doctor, if they used a month or two to try and treat this and then got this patient to a urologist, it would have been very early, and she would have been cured.
So we have primary care physicians in this particular case. There was more than one, right?
There was a group.
A whole group.
And none of them in the group.
What kind of group is that? None of them picked it up.
Bad group.
We don't name names here, though.
No, we don't.
But, yeah, a bad group. So, again,
happens.
If you've learned anything from this case here this evening, it is that if you see blood in your urine, by all means, suggest to the primary care physician, isn't it time that I see a urologist? And if he says, I don't think so, you go ahead and find one yourself anyway.
That's right. And it won't present as blood in your urine. It'll present usually as this rust-colored urine.
Right.
And that's the red blood cells giving it some color.
Now, if it were a man in this particular case, it could have been bladder cancer too, right?
Yes, very possible.
Yeah.
Either way, you need a diagnosis.
Sure. Let a specialist determine it for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, an old primary care doctor once told me that what they do is to rule out the potentially catastrophic disease process. You can sit there and debate whether it's an infection or whether it's trauma, but if you have cancer as on your differential diagnosis, meaning this could present as a classical case of renal cell cancer, you have to rule it out.
Sure.
That's it.
And basically, that's another lesson that we've kind of imparted here on the program over the years, and that is, be sure your doctor is eliminating the catastrophic.
That's correct.
You've been listening to 1-800-LAW-CALL. Please remember that proper legal advice depends on a complete analysis of all facts and circumstances. The legal advice given during this program is intended as general information only, and no attorney-client relationship is created with callers or listeners to this program. If you were unable to have your question answered during today's program, you can call 1-800-LAW-CALL at any time, day or night, and select option 2 to arrange a free and private conversation with a member of the law firm of Shakur, Federico, and Staten. Numerically, that's 1-800-529-2255.